I'm going to say this, that if you haven't had something to hit you with a force that could take you to your knees, keep living, because it will. But the one thing I want you to know, that if you would take that word and just pour it into your spirit, you're going to see some things happen. Because this is what happened to me. When I got bad news, not what God said, but what the doctor said, and I thought it was bad news at first, but then the Spirit of God began to rise up in me and tell me that I will not receive the report unless it's the report of the Lord. And I began to look at that, and I began to tell God, now listen, God, and now I want you to see this. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, right? And I'm crying out to him. I'm not just really crying, but I'm talking to my Father. And I told him, and I said, now it's okay. It's not really okay, but that's not my concern at this time. It's okay if all these people that receive this report, and it's a bad report, if they want to receive it, that's what they do. I said, but I will not receive it. It don't belong to me, because I have been redeemed from the curse of the law, and the Holy Spirit lives inside of me. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, and sickness and disease cannot live in it. And I began to cry out to him, and I said, I refuse to take on that situation. I refuse to let the enemy come in, because he has no rights and he has no authority. So he has to go. He has to go. And as the woman come in and she's looking, she said, you can't hardly see it. I said to myself, I know you can. I know you can. Because my thing is that we are here Sundays, we are here Wednesday nights, we are here Saturday mornings for prayer, and we have got the word just flowing inside of us. But what good is the word if you can't rise up and use it on the enemy? And that's what I had to do, and as soon as I took that stand, things begin to happen. And I will not change my testimony. I will not change my words. I will walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. I think I'm just about to wrap it up, Bishop. But I know that's why God wanted me to talk about the promises of God. But through faith, we can receive every one of those promises that he has for us. Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith, we understand that the worlds have been framed by the word of God, so that what is seen has not been made out of things which appear. It's been framed by the word of God. We are children of God. We are believers. We are followers of Christ. So it's time for us to start walking in our authority. It's time for us, you know, the enemy just said, and I let him say it, but I'm putting it to naught. He said, now what if you sick next week? I don't receive that, because I am a holy woman of God. I am a child of God. God has something for me to do, and he can't do it with me not living. He can't do it with me sick on the bed. Because you know, in August when I almost died, he told me, I didn't let you live in August to kill you now. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So I just want to thank Bishop for this opportunity, because I can go a few miles longer with this word. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.